A final vote is expected in the coming days on the Senate's bipartisan infrastructure bill. It passed a procedural vote yesterday, 67 to 32, 17 Republicans joining Democrats after months-long negotiations and with hurdles ahead. Joining us now is Labor Secretary Marty Walsh. Secretary Walsh, hello.
How are you? It's great to be on the radio today with you guys.
It's great to speak with you. And let's start. The infrastructure bill is expected to be around $1.2 trillion over 8 years. It includes about $550 billion in new spending. What's the administration's, what are your priorities? Where should this money go?
Well, I think that the beauty about this bill is first and foremost, the president stood with Democrats and Republicans at the White House to announce the bill. So I think that's a great step for our country to see a bipartisan group of senators working collectively together to show the details of a once-in-a-generation investment in our infrastructure. There's many great parts of this bill. I think that in my former role, I would be excited about it. But as Secretary of Labor, you think around the country, largest investment in public transit, largest federal investment in passenger rail since the creation of Amtrak, the single largest dedicated bridge investment since the construction of the interstate system, investments in clean drinking water, and really kind of, I think we take it for granted a little bit in Boston, but around the country, you have people drinking water out of lead pipes, and there's going to be major investment in clean drinking water and water wastewater infrastructure. High-speed internet, we saw this year with the COVID-19, the lack of good, strong, high-speed internet for parts of America, including parts of our own city and rural America. Major investments in clean energy transmission, electric vehicles, infrastructure is important as well. And the president is kept his promise to work across the aisle and deliver for working families in America. And that's what this bill does. And hopefully it's not about blue or red states. It's about all the states.
Yeah. And you mentioned your former role and you mentioned Boston. You were the mayor of Boston. And this package would be paid for in part by repurposing unspent COVID-19 relief aid. Now, as you well know, many cities still struggling with fallout from the pandemic. As a former mayor and a mayor at heart, where are you on the use of that money?
Well, I think right now, it's an interesting time. We're seeing the Delta variant spike. We're not seeing a spike up necessarily in the Northeast, but around the country. I've been traveling all over the country, and I was in St. Louis a couple weeks ago. And right after I left St. Louis, we started to see the numbers spiking there. The message there to me is clear. So we don't have to make other investments in bailing states and businesses out and people out. I'm asking people to get vaccinated. About 50% of Americans still are not vaccinated. I know it's a different message than the infrastructure bill, but it's as important if we want to continue to move our economy forward. It's really important that we continue to get people safe and vaccinated.
Well, I can hear them saying, though, so don't take away our relief money to do that. But let's put that aside. I want to ask
you. It won't
you
be taken away. Oh. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Yeah. It's not taken away. It's unused money. So any money that's not used in it. So there'd be no taking away from Massachusetts per se. Let's say it's unspent money that states aren't spending.
Okay, so they should spend it. Real quick, you talked about infrastructure, and more Americans are now aware of steel reinforced concrete after the terrible incident in Florida. We know there were different, aspects to that. Maybe not enough maintenance, but. And we also know concrete can last a long time, since ancient Rome. But as we saw, the steel-reinforced concrete, the rebar reinforcement, can corrode. With seas rising, rain pouring down, huge chunks of a bridge here in Massachusetts just fell down on a major road recently. Is concrete infrastructure on your mind?
It is. I mean, I think that, we saw after 9/11 designs of buildings where after the planes crashed into the World Trade Center, we saw the way that buildings are being built and designed changed after that. I think what we're going to see now after Florida, after Miami, start to see some change in designs and how construction is done in seacoast towns. We have, and we think about bridges, we have lots of bridges in Massachusetts that are going over salt water. And we have two bridges in the Cape, the Bourne and Sagamore, that are being pounded. And this all over the country. It's not just, I'm just kind of putting in context for the folks listening today. I think the engineers and architects are going to be looking differently. But also we have to have, I think, a better system for checking the infrastructure that we have, whether it's public infrastructure or private infrastructure. That building in Florida, I know there's still story to be come out of that, but they were going to start work, I heard from my understand, in news accounts in the next couple of weeks. I mean, you can't let it get to the point where it's dangerous. And I think that's when we think about these investments that the federal government's going to be making, that will be taken into account.
Secretary Walsh, I'm going to look for a yes or no on this in just the few seconds that we have. You were involved in allegations about police behavior when you were mayor and what you knew. You've already said you weren't aware of claims against a police commissioner, but there are claims of a cover-up of child abuse and another officer, Patrick Rose. Were you aware against the allegations against him?
Oh, God, no. That happened, I believe it was 1995. Okay. That was in 1995 that happened.
No was there. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, thank you.
All right, thank you.